This past week, President Biden spent some quality time with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Among the topics he addressed was, of course, the Ukraine. If you haven't caught this, Russia's been staging thousands of troops and military equipment at the Russia-Ukraine border. I doubt that they're all there for some sort of military jamboree. Putin threw at Biden that he doesn't want to see any expansion of NATO. Putin's attention's on that because the NATO welcome mat is being placed in front of Ukraine. So is Russia going to actually invade the Ukraine? That's almost a certainty. The when part of the equation is starting to take shape as well. More and more Russia watchers believe that Putin's going to wait till after the Winter Olympics are over in China and then make his move. Have you noticed how Putin is seen by a lot of people? You call him a strong leader, a crafty person, survivor. See the pictures of him shirtless on a horse, even macho. Very few call him what he actually is, a murderer. Oh, Putin doesn't get his hands dirty with his murders. Like any good crime family head, he has his underlings do the deeds. Nevertheless, Putin's fingerprints are all over many lives that were suddenly snuffed out.